Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly audio roundup of all the most exciting, unusual and fun events happening in and around Oxford. It's our Easter edition. Not many things exactly linked to Easter, but some sort of roundabout one.
We've actually got a really nice selection of stuff this week, I think. I'm going to be talking about events involving dinosaurs, shooting and blasphemy.
So but not all at the same time.
No.
I'm going to be talking about chocolate, canoes and Chinese board games. And to start with, normally we'll talk about a piece of theatre or a gig. I don't have music to tell you about. I'm going to talk to you about psychedelic soundscaping.
Sounds amazing.
Which is not music, okay? It's different. Paul Thomas Saunders is going to be performing his psychedelic soundscapes at the Art Bar from 7:30pm tonight. He's a singer-songwriter from Leeds and produces music and vocals on his tracks and creates something of a sort of Bon Iver Fleet Foxes sound, but a bit more electronic and a bit less folky, that kind of music. He's released a series of EPs in 2010, and since then has been sort of bubbling away under the surface for a while, and this year he released an LP, which sounds a bit grungier than his earlier stuff, and is really, really atmospheric. The LP is called Beautiful Desolation, which is a nod towards Buzz Aldrin's first words when he stepped onto the moon.
Yeah.
And there's a sort of celestial and space theme throughout the album, so that kind of gives you an idea of the concept and the sounds and the psychedelic soundscaping therein.
So what's the difference between a soundscape and music?
The way I see a soundscape is it's more noises you associate with real life things, or it's more about noises and objects. Music, you've
creating
got instruments
music.
Creating the noise, but I think the soundscape has to link to creating more of an atmosphere.
I see.
I think. Ask Paul Thomas Saunders when you go to the Art Bar tonight from 7:30pm.
Well, I promised you dinosaurs. Dinosaur puppets are coming to the new theatre. Earth are an Australian puppet company, Earth without an A, and they're going to be there from Thursday to Saturday, and these dinosaurs look amazing. Dan from Daily Info went along to see them at a sneak preview at the Natural History Museum a couple months ago, and he said they're about like 7 foot tall, and he said they walk and move as if they're truly living things, their eyes blinking and closing as they move in to roar and intimidate. So it sounds amazing. And he said maybe not for little children, like small toddlers, because they are
actually so realistic,
properly
yeah.
scary. They don't try and hide the puppetry at all, them trying to move it, but it's still like completely realistic, and the movement of the animals. And the puppeteers play the role of zookeepers, and they then like give you information and facts about the dinosaurs while you're interacting with them and things like that. It's a 50-minute show, and it's on at 2 o'clock every day, Thursday to Saturday, with 11 a.m. matinees on Friday and Saturday as well.
That sounds really fun.
Really good. For kids big and small, I think.
And there's lots of videos on YouTube. If you can't make it, there's still quite a lot of videos from the puppetry, so check it out. Last autumn, David Tennant donned some serious hair extensions and played Richard II in the Royal Shakespeare Company's Richard II. It's been described as a definitive production of a great play and was a huge success, both artistically and commercially. And you can see a screening of it at the Phoenix Picture House at 8 p.m. tomorrow on Thursday. It was directed by artistic director of the RSC, Gregory Doring, and it was the first in a new cycle of Shakespeare history plays that Gregory will be directing over the coming season, so it sort of kicked off the season of histories. Lots of people remember David Tennant's Hamlet in 2008, that
yes.
was quite a big role, but he was actually already working for the RSC in 1996, and he played Romeo in 2000.
Really?
Which seems really strange, because you associate him with so much more of the, you know, big lead, sort of the older male
soliloquies.
If you missed Richard II when it was playing, or if you saw it and just want to see it again, then make sure you book for the screening at the Phoenix Picture House. That's 8 p.m. tomorrow on Thursday.
I think David Tennant alone might make that one sell out.
Yes.
But this sounds like an awesome event that's happening at the SAE Institute in Littlemore. SAE stands for the School of Audio Engineering, and they've got a music business seminar happening on Thursday. And they're going to be talking about record stores and the changing landscape of music consumption and distribution, and also global versus local music scenes. And they're going to be having a panel of real experts. So they're going to have Juju Sophie from Candy Says, Ben Walker from Candy Says and Bandcamp, Sharon Matheson from Ingrooves Distribution, Orsi Munyon from Jazzman Records and Fatman Records, and Jordan O'Shea from Bear on a Bicycle Records.
Amazing.
We've spoken about before, in fact.
Yeah. And Candy Says we spoke about last week because of their interesting way of sort of distributing and making music. So good
link. Yeah, so there's going to be a panel discussion, and they're also going to be giving advice for independent artists and labels. and there's going to be performances afterwards from Jordan O'Shea and from Candy Says, and I really think you should book. It's only cost £2.50 and it should be a really awesome event.
Very exciting. And if you missed Candy Said last week and wanted to go along, catch them this week.
Also, yeah, we've got another little event that's sort of linked to this that's coming up later in the podcast. So
stay tuned. We just wanted to say that. So, onto the Playhouse. I love when the Playhouse programmes Circus because it sort of fits in between their Alan Ayckbourn and their Bernard Shaw plays, and it's crazy. This week, they have two nights of circus incorporating dance, stunts, music, and madcap humour. The premise of the show, it's called Flown, is that there's a troupe of circus performers and they're going to perform a jaw-dropping spectacle, but in fact, no one's prepared, so it's full of mishaps and disagreements and disasters. And it's really quite a skill to make accident and errors look really polished. Mm. And it makes it really scary when people incorporate something that's meant to look wrong, because you fear for them, especially in something like this. People are going to be swinging across the set, hanging off things, flying, spinning, and that's scary enough as it is, let alone when you kind of know from the description of the show something's going to go wrong at every point. So it's a sort of controlled anarchy, and shows with a mix of dance, theatre and circus make for a great evening because you see something totally different. You can't really put it in a box. It's athletic, it's beautiful, really ambitious, a bit bonkers as well. It's guaranteed entertainment. You can see Flown at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday at the Playhouse.
Speaking of flying, I've got another event for Friday. This is the Birds of Prey experience at the Bear Inn on King Alfred Street. And it's basically what it sounds like. You can meet and even hold an eagle owl or a peregrine falcon, and I think maybe some other birds. I'm just wondering whether it's going to be inside the bear, because that is a tiny pub. Where
that would probably stress the birds out a bit.
Yeah,
in the garden.
Probably in the garden, I think.
But then the garden is just the street.
Pretty much. So you can grab a pint and hold an eagle owl on Friday. And that's happening 4 till 7.
Get out from work early if you're working on the back wall of Ireland. Get to the Bear Inn. Then also on Friday, you've got some cool experimental music.
Yes, Thomas Truax, he is a brilliant eccentric. He's playing at the Art Bar on Friday. I saw him actually last year at a wood warm-up gig at Modern Art Oxford. And he has these amazing homemade instruments, including a motorised drum machine made of bike wheels called Mother Superior, and a resonator guitar called Hank. And he is such an interesting performer. He actually turned down an invite to perform on America's Got Talent last year and instead made a new album that was commissioned by a theatre company in Dortmund in Germany and made a soundtrack album for Ibsen's Peer Gynt instead of America's Got Talent.
He's not a sellout, is he? Any way, shape or form.
Absolutely not. Terry Pratchett is apparently a big fan, and a few years ago he also collaborated with David Lynch, filmmaker and musician.
The dream.
On a covers album. He's now releasing the Peer Gynt soundtrack as an album called Trolls, Girls and Lullabies, and he's just a brilliant performer, just so interesting, and like I remember watching him and being completely engaged with the performance. It's just brilliant, and that's at the Art Bar at 7 o'clock on Good Friday.
If you want to find out any more information about the events we've spoken about so far, or indeed about any other event that might be happening in or around Oxford, you can see our website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
We've also got lots of job ads and house and room ads if you're looking for a house or a job. We've also got a brilliant guide to May Day on the site at the moment, so you can find out everywhere that's going to be staying open all night and where's going to be serving you full English breakfast in the morning as well.
On to the weekend, and maybe a day before the weekend in this case, a huge chocolate festival which has been touring the UK is most conveniently arriving in Oxford for the Easter Bank Holiday weekend. Perfect timing. It's going to be in the Town Hall from 10 till 6 on Friday and Saturday this week. And as well as obviously having a chocolate market where you can stock up on the best artisan chocolate available, there's also going to be a health zone which will be explaining chocolate's health benefits and where you can sample raw chocolate, which I think is quite popular in the Daily Info office.
Yeah,
so I don't want to sample that. I've sampled that.
<That's>
I want the proper sugary chocolate. There's going to be a brownie hunt as well, which is where you can help to track down the best brownie ever. So it's sort of not an Easter egg hunt, brownie hunt.
Do you just get to try lots of different brownies until you find the best one?
I should hope so.
I'm not for that.
There's also going to be music in the cafe and time to relax and a cocoa spa with luxurious chocolate-based beauty products. You've got to book in for that, obviously, because that's going to be popular. Tickets cost £5.75 for the most chocolicious experience. Their words, not mine. I didn't make that up. And you can go along and spend a whole day celebrating chocolate. That's Friday and Saturday, 10 till 6 at the Town Hall.
Let's hope no one gave up chocolate for Lent, because they're going to be
regretting that.
Yeah. So then also on Saturday, and this is relating back to my previous event, Saturday is Record Store Day. It started in 2007 in the US and then came over here as well. And it's all about supporting your local music stores and independent record stores. This year, like last year, Truck Store have got loads of stuff planned, Truck Store on the Cowley Road. There's going to be hundreds of special vinyl and CD releases made available only to independent record stores. Truck are also going to have a whole load of giveaways and competitions on the day. And they've got music from 2 o'clock, and they've got such great music. They're going to have Get Cape Where Cape Fly playing in store on that tiny little stage, Dubwiser, Dream Spires, and loads more music as well.
Wow.
And you'll be able to grab a coffee at the back and buy some new music.
I want every day to be a Record Store Day.
Last year there were huge queues out the door for people waiting to get in to get the special edition vinyls and stuff. If you're particularly interested in having one piece of vinyl in particular, you can let them know in advance and they can make sure that they keep one for you as well, so you don't have to start camping out there the night before. That's on Saturday, not just at the Truck Store but any other independent record store too.
The weather's getting warmer and punts are back out on the rivers, so you might think it's time to invest in your own personal canoe. And how about building your own canoe, but this is going to have to be a tiny canoe. The Pitt Rivers are hosting an event where you can build a tiny canoe on Saturday from 2:30 till 3:30 with local artist and craftsman Simon Clements. He's going to explain and demonstrate techniques to build a canoe from a single sheet of plywood, and also then give more details about the canoes in the Pitt Rivers collection. If you're not tiny and you might like a canoe you can fit in, then from Thursday the 27th of May till Friday the 30th of May, there's also going to be a 4-day course again with Simon Clements, which will actually teach you how to build a properly sized canoe.
That's amazing.
For people who aren't tiny. And you'll be able to even take that canoe home with you and paddle it out on the water. But that's in May. Until then, you can practice on a tiny canoe, 2:30 to 3:30 at the Pitt Rivers on Saturday.
Moving on to Easter Sunday, and this is where my blasphemy comes in. This is the Bible, the complete Word of God, abridged, performed by the Reduced Shakespeare Company. They're going to be performing at the Chipping Norton Theatre on Easter Sunday. We had a couple of reviews on our website actually, because they've performed it at Cornerstone and also at the theatre at Headington, and we had one user who named herself Brief Yorkshireman who just said, "Most enjoyable." The first act is the Old Testament, the second act is the New Testament, and they describe it as going from fig leaves to final judgment. And it was actually temporarily banned in Northern Ireland because of the potential of blasphemy. But I think it's not supposed to be too offensive. They treat everything with great respect, and it is for people of all creeds. They also have a brilliant song called Old Man Noah Had an Ark. It's in the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And it should be really good fun. They've been getting brilliant reviews for the years that they've been touring this production. And that's on the Chipping Norton Theatre on Easter Sunday.
Also on Sunday, the Tap Factory are bringing their tap percussion, comedy, dance and acrobatics show to the New Theatre. They are on an absolutely gigantic UK tour. And then they're going to Europe, South America and Israel. They've got quite niche areas where the tap is in demand. In next week's Oxcast, we'll probably mention the Dream Boys who are coming to the New Theatre on Thursday the 24th. And it looks like the Tap Factory were almost well programmed as a warm-up act to the Dream Boys, because the performers are mostly buff French men who perform topless, or in the next sexiest thing, dungarees. It's amazing. So you can forget Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly. The Tap Factory are taking tap to a whole new level, and I, for one, will happily tap that.
Oh, no.
Did you know I used to be a tap dancer?
Really?
Until I fell down the sink. You can see the Tap Factory, which has comedy, but probably not that kind of bad pun and silly joke comedy, at the New Theatre on Sunday from 7:30 p.m.
On Easter Monday, we have another very odd and unique event for you. At the Commonly's shooting ground near Waterperry, they're going to have a clay shooting event. They're going to have 100 bird sporting clay pigeon shooting. Hopefully some people will know what that means. They're also going to have, more importantly, a barbecue and a bar available. So if you want to go along with a group of friends, some of you might be interested in the shooting, the others can be interested in the barbecue and the bar.
It is 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. though. It's some quite early drinking and then shooting.
The last registration is at 12:30, so you need to get there at least by then if you want to do any of the shooting. But yeah, that is quite early. 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Commonly's Farm.
On to Tuesday, Oxford already has a couple of board game shops and an awesome board game cafe, which is Thirsty Meeples on Gloucester Green, if you haven't been. We have an Oxcast Extra interview with the guys from Thirsty Meeples, which we recorded soon after they opened last year. So if you want to know more about them, then you can find out on dailyinfo.co.uk /podcasts and scroll to the bottom of the page for Oxcast Extra, where we've got a great interview with people from Thirsty Meeples and various other local community groups and people who run festivals, loads of different interviews. Anyway, so Oxford has a good board gaming scene, but if what you're into is Chinese board games and only Chinese board games, then you can spend a whole evening playing the 2,500-year-old board game Go, also known as Baduk or Weiqi, at Freud Cafe/bar on Tuesdays from 7:30 p.m. from now until forever.
Every Tuesday.
These evenings are organised by the Oxford City Go Club, and beginners are welcome, as well as established players, and interestingly, spectators are also welcome. I'm not sure if watching someone play a board game is the most fun I've had from watching people play board games in the
past.
But
it is a bar.
But it is a bar, and I'm willing to believe that Go is a game worth watching. If they say spectators can come, it must be a spectator sport. So, learn the game, watch the game, or win the game at 7:30 p.m. at the Freud Cafe Bar in Jericho on Tuesday evenings. That's Go, Baduk, or Weiqi board games.
Now, we're going to have so many festivals coming up for you over the next few weeks before the summer. And Anais, you've got a little sneak preview for one of them.
Yes, lots of small, awesome local festivals can sell out in advance. So we thought we'd let you know a bit about Wood Festival, which is going to be at Brasiers Park near Wallingford from the 16th to 18th of May next month. Wood Festival is a really great festival for families. There's lots of workshops, music and activities for kids. It's also run 100% on renewable power, so it's a pretty cool eco-festival too. The concept of the festival is to celebrate music and nature, so that's why those two kind of come together, and there's really good community spirit to it. The Daily Info office has been going along for years, so this one comes highly recommended. And in terms of music, there's up-and-coming singer-songwriter Luxital Singh, who's headlining on one of the days, but also plenty of great local acts like Rabbit Foot Spasm Band, The Dreaming Spires, Jordan O'Shea, Oxford Ukuleles and Count Drachma, all great names. Mm-hmm. If all this sounds as good to you as it sounds to us, then do book in advance so you don't miss out, because this is the kind of thing that's really small but really popular.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg for the events that are happening in Oxford. If you want to find out more about any of the events or find other events, you can look for them on dailyinfo.co.uk.
We also advertise jobs and places to live, or you can advertise your own job or place to live if you have places to live for other people. You can also review everything we've talked about in the Oxcast and pop a review up on our website and let us know what you think.
And to keep completely up to date, you can follow us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford or find us on Facebook by searching Daily Info Oxford.